may comment, and we did receive three comments, and I would like to read those into the record at this time, Mr. President.
Certainly.
The first one is, Dear Sussex County Council, as a resident of District 5, I'm extremely disappointed that the council is poised to pass up an opportunity to better align its voting districts with the communities created by the population changes of the past decade. The beach and inland bays areas of our county are not only local treasures, they are also of great significance to the state and nation, and as such require our best efforts to protect them. Those who live and work in these fragile coastal areas have well thought out ideas on how to do so, and hope that our county council will work with us to properly manage our irreplaceable land and water resources. With more than half of the current District 5 citizens residing east of 113, the district should better represent the population shift as a distinct area. I urge you to reconsider the lines of the district and adopt the plan proposed by the League of Women Voters to accord more attention to the needs of the beach and bay areas. Thank you for your consideration. And it's Diane Maddox. And the second one is to Sussex County Council and Sussex County Attorney. I sincerely thank the County Council for following a more open process with the 2011 redistricting and for extending the time to comment on the proposed redistricting ordinance. I disagree with the county's perspective that the map and related ordinance achieved all of the goals of redistricting. First, District 5 does not align with the community of interest goal, since it stretches from the farmlands of southwestern Delaware to the shores of Bethany and Fenwick. There are competing communities of interest, agriculture, poultry versus tourism, and the ecology of the shore areas. The maps proposed by the League of Women Voters was neutral in all respects. It did not displace any current county council member, and it made the agricultural poultry area distinct from the tourism shore communities. Secondly, the county's stated goal do not undo what the voters have chosen makes no sense. Voters did not draw the current districts the prior county council did. For these reasons, I strongly oppose the proposed redistricting ordinance and map and urge the county council to adopt the one drafted by Sandy Spence and her League of Women Voter committed members. Thank you for the opportunity to comment, and that's from Valerie V. Cloutier. And the last is before the Sussex County Council commentary on public record redistricting. The Independent Party of Delaware supports and applauds the Sussex County League of Women Voters' proposed redistricting plan as an exemplary citizens' initiative. Two, the party expresses its long-held concern that the current process of councilmanic redistricting is too closed in nature, and that the greater public interest would best be served by an independent redistricting commission. And three, it is probable that this basic reform will not occur given the current political composition of the Sussex County Council, submitted on this 25th October 2011 by Wolfgang von Baumgart, Independent Party of Delaware State Chairman. Those were the only three comments that we received during the extended time of keeping the record open. I would request that this matter not be voted on today, but put on possibly for next week. In looking at the district lines, we tried to, on all the changes, we used the new road names. And as you know, 10 years ago, they didn't have road names, they had road numbers. Mm-hmm. And on the districts that remain the same, they still have the numbers. So we'd like to put that, I think that would make more sense and
would
be
help.
Consistent that we do that. So we're going to bring that in that fashion. I think it'll be easier for people to follow.
I've been looking at my Lincoln people, my Milford people, and my Ellendale people, and all of them have split between me and the, from the third and the second district, let's put it that way. They're split. So they're going to be, half of them are going to be one district and half are going to be the other district. So what are you going to do?
That tells us they're going to be well represented, Joan.
That's right. Two council people.
Right. Okay, that's fine. Mr. Baker, if you put it back on the agenda for next week?
Yes.
And we'll deal with it then. Thank you. Hal Godwin, let's have an update, sir.
Mr. President, members of council,
while the General Assembly is not in session, the work still goes on. I want to review with you an issue that we've been working on for over a year. I'm going to pass out some things. I apologize for not getting a package put together for your perusal over the weekend. That's mostly because we were still working on some of these details. What I'd like to hand out first for everyone's review, you take one and pass them down. I would first like to refer to the current Delaware Code, Title 24, in Chapter 40, talking about real estate appraisers. We've talked about this a lot over the last year or so. And back in September of last year, Mr. Eddie Parker, our Director of Assessment, came to Council with a lengthy explanation of why this portion of the Delaware Code would cause us complications in the future. From that, on the 28th of September, County Council, and I'm sending you, you're getting a copy of those minutes, the minutes of September 28, 2010, I've marked in those minutes on page 10 a motion where Council gave us staff an order, and it was a motion made by Mr. Cole, seconded by Mr. Vinson, that the Sussex County Council pursue legislation for an amendment to the state statutes regarding the licensing and certification of county assessors. So we have done that. As of on June 6th of last year, we had a bill introduced, was House Bill 152, and that House bill would have essentially put off the adoption of new standards as required in Title 24. until after there might be a reassessment done, because the rules being changed by these new standards would cause our assessors a number of problems and also cause us as a county some legal problems. That bill was tabled at the end of the session in June, and the code requires that the Council on Real Estate Appraisers develop new standards for assessing. They were going to, the Council of Appraisers met in July, and then later on October 18th of this year, they did adopt these new standards. I didn't give you a copy of them because they're very lengthy, but it's several pages of standards. And among the requirements that they'll be requiring us to do, let me read this to you. These are general duties of an assessor. Licensed assessors shall perform their duties in accordance with the general and specific county assessment laws. That sounds good. And generally accepted assessment standards. Licensed assessors shall perform all assessments in accordance with USPAP. Now, USPAP is this booklet. This booklet is really, it's called the Uniform Standards of Professional Appraisal Practices. Doesn't say assessor. Essentially, they're going to want our assessors to use market value appraisal principles when they're assessing our properties for taxing purposes. And Mr. Parker can come and tell you why that's not going to work. I'm sure if you understand market value and tax assessment, they are different because market value moves constantly. And our assessment principles have been established on 1974 construction costs. In other words, what did it cost in bricks and mortar to build that structure? And that is the assessment value that we use, not market value, because it will be very different. But the new standards that have just been adopted October 18th by the Council on Real Estate Appraisers will cause us, I believe, a legal problem because we'll be required by law to assess properties at market value, or some market value, even if it's the 1974. But it will be different than what we're using. And I think Mr. Parker can attest that courts have established that we must always be fair and use an even platform when we're assessing properties for taxes. So these new standards that have been adopted by the Council on Real Estate Appraisers will cause us major problems. Mr. Everett Moore directed me to draft a piece of legislation, which I have. He has not yet approved it. But this is why I didn't get your package out Friday. I was working on this amendment to the state code. Basically, what I've written, and Mr. Moore will work on, he might want to fine-tune it, just says amend 4019, which is the state code, E, Title 24 of the Delaware Code, by striking the existing paragraph in its entirety. and thereby dismissing any and all standards adopted through said subsection of the council, by the council on real estate appraisers. So basically, I'll pass this out to if you'd like to take a look at it. Mr. Moore has yet to give us clearance on this piece of legislation, but I would submit to you it'll be worded something like that, if not those exact words. While you gave us direction on September 28th of 2010, all I really would like to do today is to inform you what we're doing, how the game has changed here, because now these new standards have been officially adopted, and what we intend to do about it with your approval. So I'm really looking for your continued support for us to continue working on this. And if you have questions of the details, Mr. Parker's here. He can come up front and explain this to you in better detail than I just gave you. But basically, that's where we stand.
Is this being proposed by an organization of appraisers?
The other two counties are in alignment with us, and they're going to support us if we introduce another piece of legislation. Mr. Parker and I met with them last week on Thursday, I believe it was, and spoke to Newcastle and Kent counties, and they're as distressed as we are about this new adoption, and they're waiting to see what we do. And whatever we do, most likely the other two counties are going to follow our lead.
Yes, it is then. Okay. Uh-huh. It's protection of the appraisers, probably.
Excuse me?
To protect their jobs.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. The council on real estate appraisers is all staffed by mostly independent appraisers
right.
who have appraisal businesses. And there are, I think, three members of the public on this council.
Okay.
But
proposed amendment, does this strike the whole?
It strikes the paragraph that gives us heartburn. Let me read you the paragraph in state code that has caused us the problem. We were concerned about this for years, okay? In Title 24, Chapter 40, subsection 4019, paragraph E, the Council on Real Estate Appraisers shall develop standards in cooperation with the Delaware Association of Counties and the executive director of the League of Local Governments or his designee for licensing and training of assessors in order for municipal and county assessment departments to be in compliance within 3 years of the development and adoption of said standards.
Okay.
We're proposing to strike that entire paragraph. It won't do us any good to put in the business about after a reassessment because it's been done now. We'd like to strike that entire paragraph and the standards that were adopted October 18th. And this piece of legislation that I've handed you hopefully will do that.
Okay. And any questions, Mr. Godwin?
We already have our standards, right?
Right.
Then hearing no questions, we would expect you to proceed forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I had a motion.
Go ahead. Read your motion. That's fine.
Okay. The motion I was going to submit would be it moved the Sussex County Council direct staff to continue to pursue state legislation to remedy problems with assessment standards recently adopted by the Council on Real Estate Appraisers.
Entertain that motion.
Sure, I'll make the motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second.
Second.
Mr. Wilson, any questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs.
Yes,
Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Candy Graybeal, library update.